This podcast is brought to you by DIA, the trusted global neutral forum for healthcare product development professionals. DIA, driving insights to action.
Dr. Shun Liu is director of the Shanghai Lung Cancer Center in China, an internationally recognized expert in lung and thoracic cancer. Dr. Liu is associate editor of the Journal of Thoracic Oncology, serves on the editorial board of the Journal of the Oncologist, and has been the primary or co-primary investigator on numerous multinational clinical trials for immunotherapy drugs and other novel agents. I am Chris Slowecki, senior digital copywriter for DIA. Dr. Liu joins us today to discuss the current state of clinical research in China's fight against cancer, as well as his experience as a member of the steering committee of the 10th DIA China annual meeting, scheduled for May 2018. Thank you for joining us today, Dr. Liu, and welcome.
It's my pleasure.
Would you please summarize some of the most important advances in cancer clinical research in China over the past 10 years?
You know, just in 1999, China established the so-called Chinese FDA. And since then, Chinese has done the clinical trials according to the GCP guideline. And I'm a medical oncologist focused for lung cancer. At the previous 10 years ago, we just participate global clinical trials. From this process, Chinese doctors learn a lot how to do the good clinical trials. The final IPA study published in New England Journal of Medicine, the majority of patients come from mainland China. Since then, you know, China doctors involved more and more global clinical trials as well as the domestic clinical trials. We participate in some very important trials as a steering committee and also some study as a global PI. Take example, like the ORAL-3 study, actually Dr. Yilong Wu is the PI of this study and published a paper also in New England Journal of Medicine. So I should say that within these 10 years, we learn a lot and we also do the clinical trials according to the GCP guidelines, and China contributes more and more patients.
Having looked back at some of the successes over the last 10 years, as you look forward, what are some of the biggest challenges yet ahead of you?
You know, we're still facing some challenges. Take example that how to educate a lot of the doctors. You know, China is a big country. The clinical trial actually developed unbalanced. In the big city, we can go to clinical trials, but in some west part of China, still we needed the education for the doctors how to do clinical trials. Another is that we need to educate like something like the medicine as well as science and aesthetics. Both the science and the medicine is very important for the clinical trials. The third is that we need training the study nurse. The majority nurse actually is a practice nurse. We have just the beginning. We have some very, very few nurse and a study nurse. We need a more and more study nurse. Then we can do the high quality clinical trials.
Well, that's a great lead-in, sir, to the next question, which is that one of the ways that organizations such as DIA can help advance clinical research in China by training more clinical research professionals? Are there other ways that DIA could help?
As you mentioned, the DIA actually do a lot of the education, how to do the clinical trials for the doctors. But I think another way is that a lot of small pharmaceutical companies, especially some domestic company in China, for the industry, they also need it to the education. So I think that the DIA can also do a lot for how to educate the industry as well as the doctors. And also, DIA can organize some symposia to discuss some new clinical trial study design, like the blasted design, as well as the umbrella study design. So DIA can do a lot.
Well, you yourself have contributed to DIA, Dr. Liu. So let me ask you, why did you agree to serve on the steering committee for the upcoming 10th China DIA annual meeting? And what do you believe you contributed to the program as a member of the committee?
In these 3 years, I'm the field committee of the DIA China. I think that I contribute a lot, but also I learn a lot. DIA, the majority of the members, steering committee members, come from the industry. But I'm not doctors. So I can, as a steering committee, can contribute as a doctor's perspective. Now also in the DIA annual meeting, I helped to design the session of the immunotherapy. Immuno-oncology is very, very hot and very smart. So as a doctor, I can discuss with the industry's perspective as well as the academic perspective. So I also can discuss with some regular perspective. So I, as a steering committee, I organized and started designing the immuno-oncology sessions. That will be much help for the audience.
There is a session also on the agenda called New Approaches for Oncotherapy Development. And I'd like to ask you if you could preview some of those new approaches for people who may not be able to attend the event in China.
As you know, some new approach, not only for immuno-oncology, but some like the ADC drug, as well as the study design. You know, the previous was just the traditional study design. Now we have the umbrella study design, as well as basket study design. That will be very new, not only for the doctors, but also some new for the industry. This is what I organized.
Are there cancers in China that seem to be more receptive to immunotherapy than other cancers in China? What are the most promising targets in immunotherapy for cancer right now?
For the immuno-oncology, for the cancer type, all of the world now focus for the melanoma, lung cancer, as well as the renal cancer. But in China, we have very specific cancer, like the liver cancer and the nasopharyngeal cancer. We call it Chinese cancer, but we do the clinical trial, found that immunotherapy may be benefit not only for the global cancer type, but also as well as the Chinese cancer. And also, I should have mentioned, esophageal cancer is very, very common in China. Now, immunotherapy has some very good, promising effect.
Well, doctors, thank you very much. These were all our questions for today.
Thank you. Thank you for your kind help. And I really appreciate what you do, not only for Chinese DI, but as well as myself. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your contributions to DIA in China. For DIA Global Forum, I'm Chris Slowacki.
To learn more about this topic, visit us online at diaglobal.org.